still get that feeling?
Yeah. Well, every time you go around this loop, you look at trees and, you know, there's the freeway going along here, there's planes coming in, there's a garden in the middle of it, the Heart Garden, kind of in the center of the course. There's a lake, which is, you know, it's very peaceful. And then at night, you get the beautiful sort of blue sky with the stars. Everything is really, it's an incredible course, actually. I don't think you could find a better one.
Well, let's just get back to what it was like on the starting line. Was there any point where you were saying, holy cow, I shouldn't have done this. This is really a bad idea, or?
No, I never had that. All my worry was this thing with the shin splint, because I thought if I get that, I was getting that after about 20 miles walking, and I thought, you know, if I get that, then the whole thing's kind of going to be a disaster. And that was also my preoccupation, because people would ask me about it and say, it's great you're doing it. And I just think, God, I really hope that I don't just do 10 laps and then take all my supplements.
Well, what was your first? We're coming up literally on 48 hours, right? And your first total for 24 hours was how many miles?
57, and now this is 101, actually. This lap is just over 100. So I'm very happy to have done that. And you know, it's been interesting because you just find all sorts of ways of moving your body to avoid the blisters and the shin splints, and really it was really about keeping running, I think, and not walking too much.
But you're really enjoying it. I mean, like, all your expectation or your anticipation of what it's been like, what it's going to be like, has in fact been answered by the positive. Yeah, I'm glad I'm here and I'm doing well.
Yeah, very glad to be here. And you know, people said you should do it. Lots of people said, wow, you'd love it and you'll have a great experience, which is another thing that inspired me. And, you know, yesterday was quite tough because I'd set myself this goal of 50 miles a day, but I wanted to do it from during the day as opposed to noon to noon, as in midnight to midnight, the actual day. So I'd done 37 miles or something the first half day, and I set myself this goal, I'll do 20 in the morning, 30 in the afternoon. And already on the first day, that was really tough because, you know, I didn't actually finish that until 2 a.m. in the end. By the time I got to sleep, it was almost 3. And I'm going to start doing the whole thing again the next day. I've only got 2 hours sleep. And actually, when I finished, I couldn't even walk. I couldn't walk more than a meter or two.
Well, did you figure you're going to have to pack it in if you can't move?
I didn't think I was going to pack it in, but I thought, having done 50 miles, you know, suddenly might only be able to do one or two laps or something. And then I thought, well, you just have to surrender to that and to the experience. But actually, within a lap this morning, everything loosened up. So I think that's what people say. So amazing,
I mean,
about it.
It is called a self-transcendence race. So really just entering it for you is self-transcendence. But is there something besides the miles, something else that you're trying to get out of the experience of being here?
Yeah, I think, you know, most people say in order to do it you have to remain happy and cheerful, and it really is an exercise in just finding out about yourself, what makes you happy, and trying to really focus on that. And I mean, like meditation, you have to really sort of put all the negative thoughts aside, but somehow here it's quite easy because it's as if it's done for you. You just have to keep going round, and then that's done. So it's, from that point of view, it's a kind of gift in a way. I feel as I go around, there's these cones that mark the outside of the course, and within this perimeter, you're just completely safe. No thoughts can get at you. So it's, you know, you can see why you're just in this little world here, kind of microcosm.
When you're swimming the channel, and you've done it 10 times, the slowest, the longest you've been in that cold water is how many hours?
I forget exactly, but it was almost 17 hours one time.
17 yeah. hours, and that's something that really you pass by literally in a blink here, and compared to 6 days, that kind of time is like really nothing.
Yeah, very different. I mean, I think with the channel, it's very intense for a shorter time, and certainly initially it's a kind of battle. And you've really got to go fast. There's no stopping, there's no real talking. So this is very different from that point of view, but there's definitely lots of similarities in terms of endurance and battling it out with the mind. But it is very different from that point of view. I think channel's a bit more like Well, perhaps if you're really trying to do a very good distance on this, and you've just got to plow on all the time like these top runners, or maybe a marathon or something where you're really going for a certain goal and you've just got to focus and get rid of all those thoughts and things.
Is there any experiences that you've had, and this is the last question literally, that you think you can only get when you come here and do something like this, something that you can't get back home in Edinburgh, or you can't get really doing anything else? It's something that happens here specifically.
I think that, you know, there's an intensity and there's this incredible feeling of people working together selflessly. You know, just to put this thing on requires tens of people to build the place, to come here and count, to cook the food. And, you know, whatever you do, like last night I was exhausted and I had these pains, and someone appeared at 2 a.m. in the tent and said, "Oh, give me your shoes, I'll attach some arch supports to them, which will take away some problem with the metatarsals or something." And not only that, but he just said, "Just leave it with me and I'll leave them on your table for you." And then he also left me a new pair of shoes, which are, you know, my right size, and just things like that, that there's just this energy of people working together and helping everyone and, you know, advising you. All sorts of things, I think. There'll be a long list, but certainly start with that.
Kartik, thank you.
Thank you.